My guest at this time is Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is also the presumptive Republican nominee for governor in the Old Dominion this year, the 2013 campaign for governor. Virginia elects its governors in odd-numbered years, and they also have a one-term limit. So current Governor Bob McDonnell cannot run for re-election. Mr. Cuccinelli is the presumptive Republican nominee. Former Democratic National Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Both men have begun their ad campaigns. Both started with more of a biographical TV spot. Now Mr. Cuccinelli is up with his next ad, this one focusing on Virginia's economy.
I'm Ken Cuccinelli. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy, but they're being overtaxed and overregulated. I have a plan to make Virginia an engine for job growth. Starts with closing tax loopholes and putting an end to special interest giveaways. We'll use the savings to cut taxes for those who've earned it. Job-creating small businesses and middle-class families. The powerful and well-connected already get their breaks. As governor, I'll be on your side.
Mr. Cuccinelli, you specifically call for reducing the individual income tax rate in Virginia from 5.75% to 5% even over 4 years, and also the corporate income tax from 6% to 4%, as well as three other less known taxes, but that are important for businesses. Well, why did you specifically target those and those rates?
That's a good question. The reason we targeted those is because they have the most impact on job creation, and it offers the best opportunity for us to improve job creation and the rate of job creation in Virginia. That's why those were targeted. With respect to the three other taxes you generally referred to, we didn't propose cutting them directly. They're local taxes, but they have significant economic impacts, and we want to look and see if we can replace those with something that isn't as economically damaging. So some of this is studying ways to go, and some of it at the state level is proposing what to do as at the state level, meaning cut the personal income tax and the corporate income tax.
What about on the regulatory front?
Well, certainly I've had a very busy time as Attorney General pushing back on the federal government when they overreach their regulatory authority. But the state government under the governor also has a great deal of regulatory influence, and I'm going to bring that experience to try and streamline as much of our regulatory system as we can. I think if you talk to a lot of business folks today, what you would find is that whatever the tax rates might be, the biggest problem they have right now is the uncertainty being imposed through the regulatory process. And we want to take as much of that out as we possibly can that we're responsible for here at the state level.
You also want to make sure spending stays in check, specifically ensuring that state government growth does not exceed inflation plus population growth. What's Virginia's track record been like on that front, and how difficult would that be to achieve?
We have, in the last 2 years, had about 5.8% growth, 5.7%, 5.8%, which is about $500 million above what it would be if it was inflation plus population. So there's a lot of room to contain that going forward if we maintain the same levels of growth while cutting taxes. The other way we're going to finance the tax cut, because we have to balance our budgets unlike the federal government, is going to be to take a meat axe to all of the corporate loopholes and exemptions, and we literally have hundreds of millions of dollars of them in Virginia. We're not unique in that respect, but we're going to try to level the playing field and make the whole system a lot more fair.
Any specifics on the closing of the loopholes and ending crony capitalism, as you put it?
Well, we have a joint legislative audit review committee. It's called JLARC, that has compiled lists of these things. And so what we're going to do is take the whole list, and we're going to ask for legislator input so that this is a whole team effort, and really just rank them from best to worst. And we're going to start at the very bottom, and we're going to eliminate all of those that it takes to pay for the tax cuts that are on the bottom end of that list. And that's going to take a couple of years, so we won't be able to do the tax cuts upon arrival all at once. We'll have to phase them in over my 4 years. But we will also phase out a lot of these corporate exemptions and so forth that cost us hundreds of millions of dollars in Virginia every year.
You were elected Attorney General in 2009 on the very same ticket that elected current Governor Bob McDonnell. On Monday, he signed what proponents call the greatest improvement for transportation in a generation, and critics call it the biggest tax hike in Virginia history. I know you were not supportive of the plan. What will be your approach to that, if elected, will you be working to bring down those tax increases? Will you pretty much be stuck with implementing the plan? What's your approach there?
Well, we're focusing on the income tax side of things and cutting them because, as I said, they are more targeted at job creation. So that's going to be our focus on the tax front. It is not going to be on refighting the same battle from last year. You're right that I didn't appreciate the course that all took with the large tax increases. However, the General Assembly decided that, Governor signed it, and I'm going to be facing pretty much the same General Assembly. So we need to work with them to spur job creation rather than refight old fights.
One of the taxes that is going up as a result of this bill is the personal property tax. About a decade or so ago, Republicans were in the process of phasing that out. Any approach in specific to that?
Again, I'm not going to revisit what they dealt with this year. We're going to stay focused on the job-creating tax cuts that we're focused on and paying for them by leveling the tax code, by eliminating corporate loopholes and special interest breaks, which there are millions and millions of them in the Virginia code. So we have a different focus, a different goal, and I don't really have an interest in refighting old fights with the same General Assembly that's in place now. So,
talking with the Virginia Attorney General and presumptive Republican gubernatorial nominee Ken Cuccinelli. Sir, as you know, Terry McAuliffe, the likely Democratic nominee, says he has lived in Virginia for 20 years. He's got a record of business expertise and creating jobs. He says that you're more of the extreme of the Republican Party and that your ideas are more theoretical because you don't have as much business experience as he does. How do you respond to all that?
Well, what he cites for his business experience is failed venture after failed venture, and I think that that's going to be a little difficult for him to build a campaign on. In fact, I'd say they've actually abandoned it, and they're still flopping around on the deck for a new rationale for why Virginians should vote for him, because he said he was creating jobs while it turns out he wasn't. And he said he would create a bunch more jobs, and it turns out he didn't. So, you know, that raises all sorts of questions. One, if that's his credential of being a job creator, he failed. And he wasn't accurate with people about what he was doing and whether or not he was succeeding. So if that's the track record that I'm being compared to, I'm being compared to a negative on the job creation front. While we've brought forward a solid proposal that will help spur growth of jobs in the private sector, something he says he's supportive of, but that he hasn't done in quite some time. In the last big venture he had there with Green Tech Automotive, he was taking taxpayer dollars to try and do it, and even then he failed.
A couple more questions in our remaining time. Sir, there was also a recent dust-up between the two of you over your advocacy for updated standards of cleanliness and sanitary conditions at abortion clinics in Virginia. McAuliffe sided with those who said those new rules could basically shutter most of those abortion clinics in Virginia. Your position, of course, was that they should follow the same basic standards as hospitals and other clinics. He says that he stands on the side of women and that you're restricting their rights. How do you see that playing out? And from the women and others that you talked to on the campaign trail, which side do you think is getting the upper hand on this debate?
Well, I think they're trying to jam social issues into the discussion when what voters really want to talk about is how you're going to help the economy move ahead and create jobs and let people who've got jobs have more confidence they're going to be able to keep them. So they're trying to bring this issue in and to make it dominate. So Terry McAuliffe will jump out there and say, all this the other side wants to talk about is these social issues, but who's talking about it? He is. He's the one who wants to drag this in. You know, I believe all the same things I always have. I certainly think women should be respected and treated with dignity, and they should be able to believe that any medical facility they go in, they're going to be treated with cleanliness and respect. And, you know, that's a pretty basic expectation. But I would also point out that for purposes of this election, what voters have indicated to me far and away more than anything else that they want to hear about is our plans, our vision to make Virginia a faster job-creating state, a better economy, and a better place to do business and raise a family. And that's what we've been focusing on while Terry McAuliffe, in part because of his own failed business record and his own lack of transparency, won't release his tax returns so we can see what he's really been doing. I've released mine for 8 years. twice as long as the term of the governor. He hasn't done any of that. I think there's a stark contrast here between my record of defending limited government and private opportunity for job creation and the vision we've put forward with his changing story every couple of months and changing rationale for why you should elect him governor and focusing on these side issues that really are not where voters are focused.
Last question, Mr. Attorney General, and we'll end it where we started, and that's on the economy. We've talked about your economic vision for Virginia. For the last several years, or at least at various times over the last several years, Virginia's been ranked pretty high on the best states to do business in. In fact, in one recent survey, they were ranked number one. If you can get elected and implement the agenda we've been talking about here, just how much more growth do you think is possible?
Oh, I think there's plenty. We also have the problem in Virginia of we're more heavily dependent on federal dollars than most other state economies. And with sequestration and what must be the shrinking, at least, of the growth of the federal government, we need to diversify our economy. And there's a lot of great businesses and human capital that's already here, and we want to keep them here. So part of what we're doing is competing to keep some of the good businesses we've got as they move away from as much federal business as they've had in the past. So we have a unique challenge ahead of us that some other states don't have.
Well, we'll certainly be following the economic debate as well as the campaign itself. Mr. Attorney General, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, he's the presumptive Republican nominee for governor in the Old Dominion. You can find more about his campaign at Cuccinelli.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.